AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's Environmental Protection Agency has revoked the key scientific finding that underpins the U.S. fight against climate change. Sagar Magani has details.
The 2009 finding determined carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare.
A disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers.
The president's declared it the single biggest deregulatory move in U.S. history, of one of history's greatest scams. The move repeals all greenhouse gas emission standards for cars and trucks and could lead to undoing restrictions on power plants and other facilities. Former President Obama says the change means, quote, we will be less safe, less healthy, and less able to fight climate change. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A shutdown for the Department of Homeland Security looks about to happen. The House and Senate are set for a 10-day break while negotiations with the White House over Democrats' demands for new restrictions on immigration enforcement operations have stalled. Meanwhile, Border Czar Tom Homan says the crackdown in Minnesota is ending. He calls the effort a success. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says,
I'm certainly not going to spike the football, but you're not going to hear me express any gratitude for the people who caused this unnecessary, unwarranted, and in many cases, unconstitutional assault on our state.
Still, Holman says the effort does not end with Minnesota.
We have a lot of work to do across this country to remove public safety risk.
In Arizona, investigators are asking residents in a 2-mile radius around Nancy Guthrie's home to share surveillance camera footage of suspicious cars or people in the month before the 84-year-old's disappearance. Several pieces of evidence are being analyzed, including a pair of gloves. The mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie was reported missing February 1st. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street as the market punished companies seen as potential losers from the boom in artificial intelligence technology. The S&P 500 sank 1.6%. That was the worst drop for the index since Thanksgiving. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 669 points. That's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2%. Cisco Systems fell 12.3%. The maker of networking equipment said it could see higher expenses going forward. Apple even sank almost 20%. Software companies continued to be battered by worries about competition they could face from AI. Treasury yields fell in the bond market ahead of a report coming up Friday on inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
The National Association of Realtors says home sales sank 8.4% from December to January, the average on a 30-year mortgage at 6.09%. And jobless claims fell last week. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com. And race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.